ghost song. I've been listening for, waiting for my Dharma talk to appear this evening. We could either say, we could either tell it that I'm very unorganized and leave it till the last minute, or we could tell it that I am receiving it from somewhere else and I have to wait for the right one to appear. So I think we'll go with that one. And I was sat out there thinking, what is it tonight? What is it that I'm going to talk about? And various things came in and I kind of thought, nah, don't really have much to say about that. Or somehow they didn't seem like the right thing. So by the time I entered, I decided I wasn't going to give a Dharma talk, that maybe it wasn't the right thing to do today, and that instead I was just going to ask you to listen to the Buddha, and that he could do the talk today. I was looking and admiring how beautiful the shrine looks tonight, with our hellebores and erysimums, early flowers, and the light flickering. And that would have been okay. But what else came was something that I've been thinking about recently, and has appeared sometimes when something's important or there's something to something, it sort of comes at you from several different people in a couple of days' time, or you hear something and then you see something on an email and it all kind of fits together. And someone was talking to me recently about how I listen, and they were saying that they wish they could listen like me. They didn't know how to do it. And I was wondering what it is that makes listening good listening. And if we know that, then that's a helpful thing to know, because the Buddha is always there for us to listen to. And it's pretty simple for me. It's when we can get ourselves out of the way and be really interested in how it is for the other. So simple and hugely difficult. And part of the process tonight of me listening to hear what the Dharma talk was going to be, there's all kinds of interference and fuzz, which is caused by my ego. So I hear one idea and I think, oh yeah, that's okay, but I'm not sure I could make that funny enough, or I'm not sure that'd be interesting. I don't know enough about that. And all of those things are really nothing to do with whether it would be a good thing to talk about, or whether it is the right thing to talk about. It's more about me preserving a particular image of myself. And when we talk to others, we are constantly filtering what they say through the filter of our ego. There might be things that they say that we agree with and we want them to say more of those things. There's other things that we don't agree with and we maybe put counterpoint across. We want to say something, so we're waiting for them to finish. And it made me think about how purely we listen to the universe or the Buddha. And my guess is that we have just as many ego filters in the way. I can remember a time recently, I can't remember what the details were, but I was trying to win an argument at home, And the Buddha quite conveniently told me to do a particular thing, which I thought might give it a bit more authority. But really, in retrospect, it wasn't the Buddha talking at all. It was me needing to win the argument. So how do we know how purely we're listening, how open our ears are, how undefended we are? Usually, if we're feeling uncomfortable, then that's a sign that we're hearing something helpful. So as a general rule, if you don't like what someone's saying, be really interested in what they're saying and move in towards the discomfort. There's a defence being prodded at. My own experience is if there's a kind of an urgency, a sort of a quickness to the action that I think I ought to do, or the whatever it is I'm hearing, then that's a warning sign that I'm actually wanting to get out of something or away from something. I also find that if I'm not sure, to just wait and not do anything and see if it comes up again, see if there's something that comes up again. But really, there's no rules, because we're very clever at getting around those rules. So we'll invent all kinds of new ways of not hearing the other, not hearing the Buddha. And it's a lifetime's work, many lifetimes' work, to begin to peel back those veils, those filters. So maybe the only really important thing is to be willing and to sit with the Buddha, check in with the Buddha, say Namo Amidabu, and accept that we'll probably get it wrong a lot of the time, and we won't know whether it's the Buddha talking to us or whether it's our cunning trying to win an argument voice. But to trust that somehow we're being led in the right direction, somehow it will be uncovered if we're hearing something that's not true. And we don't need to worry about it. We don't need to effort to listen. It's more a sense of letting go. I'm still not very good at it. But when I am able to get out the way, it seems like what comes through is more helpful to other people. And has less... I don't have the need for what I say to be used in a particular way. It's more freely offered somehow when I'm not so there. So I'm feeling very grateful for your ears and for the Buddha's voice and for those hellebores, which I hope you get a chance to see up close at some point this evening. Namo Amidabu.